Time now for your letters. Last week, NPR's Cheryl Corley brought us a report on a Chicago police sergeant who's suing the city for overtime pay because he says messages on his BlackBerry kept him tethered to his job even when he was off duty.
He's using this mobile device at the behest of the police department off duty and not being compensated for all the time spent on the device doing the city's work.
To which Mayor Richard Daley said,
"We're public servants. If I asked for that, I'd be paid millions of dollars."
That story struck a chord with many. Jennifer McClung of Athens, Ohio writes, "I really have a problem with the idea that you are owned by your job 24/7. The BlackBerry phenomena feeds into that exploitative system as well as a person's natural compulsion and fear for job security to check their BlackBerries. I say when you leave your desk after working 8-9 hours, leave your BlackBerry." But Jack Izor of Hoover, Alabama writes, "I actually like having the BlackBerry to help me get things done. I can see where an employer could exploit it, but if you are in a position that you're counted on to be available 24/7, then you're also probably smart enough to negotiate a fair compensation for your efforts or choose not to work for that company." Earlier this month, we aired a story on the Museum of Nuclear History and Science in Albuquerque. The museum displays replicas of the atomic bombs used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 and sells tiny replicas as earrings. Keita Hodgson of West Hollywood, California writes, "Tchotchkes of Fat Man and Little Boy, the only thing that might be more sickening would be T-shirts with cheery images of the gas chambers at Dachau." And John Erickson of Portland, Oregon adds, "We should be contemplating the meaning of what happened in August 1945, not buying Fat Man earrings." Finally, last week, we brought you a performance chat with Dave Matthews from Studio 4A.
"Wanna pack your bags, something small. Just take what you need and we disappear."
Many listeners let us know they enjoyed the interview, including Kristen Fisher of Gaithersburg, Maryland, who writes, "After seeing him in the band almost 50 times, I never get tired of the energy and enjoyment they bring to my world. So thrilled you all interviewed him." And David Griffin writes on NPR.org, "There's simply nobody like Dave Matthews or the DMB. The fact that they can jam with the best of them, yet each song is completely unique, true, and meaningful. You can hear an honest, genuine truth in Dave's voice. He doesn't sing to sing. He pours out his soul. Same goes true for all members." Well, we like hearing from you. You can email us by going to NPR.org and clicking Contact Us. We're on Twitter, too. I'm at NPR Scott Simon, all one word, and the Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend, all one word. This is NPR News. That's a few words.